Welcome to Media Minutes. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
And I'm Megan Tatey.
Last week, NPR made the personnel decision heard round the world, or at least the cable news networks, when they fired news analyst Juan Williams after he made controversial remarks about Muslims on Fox News. It didn't take long for a handful of politicians and commentators to seize on Williams' dismissal as an opportunity to attack all federal funding for public media outlets. But Josh Silver, president of Free Press, says that what public media really needs right now is defending, not defunding.
Regardless of how you feel about whether NPR was justified in firing Juan Williams or not, the problem is calling for the full defunding of public media across the board, radio, television, community media, is absurd. It's like calling for the death penalty in small claims court.
In fact, the United States already has one of the worst funded public media systems in the world, spending only $1.43 per capita, while countries like Denmark and Finland spend upwards of $100 per person.
They call for the defunding of the system when, ironically, the need for public media funding has never been greater. We're seeing newsrooms being shuttered across the country and around the world. We're seeing newspaper staff being cut en masse as the revenue that used to go to classified ads moves to the internet. And we're seeing commercial and radio and television journalism becoming a bit of an oxymoron. You see virtually no investigative reporting of substance on radio and television.
Detractors insist that NPR and PBS programming are a waste of taxpayer dollars. But studies have shown that the public feels otherwise.
If you look at poll after poll, public media in the United States is the single most trusted brand of media. Not only that, it's one of the most trusted institutions in America, following the military as a worthy place to spend public money. So the discourse you're seeing is completely out of context with how the American public really feels, and they view it as an incredibly worthy place to put public money.
Silver insists that instead of slashing funds, the opposite is needed, a dramatic reinvestment in public media.
And if we can do that, if we can create a system that is more like the successful models in other countries, we stand a chance of fostering the kind of critical journalism that this country so desperately needs.
Last week, members of the disability community in the Bay Area spoke out for net neutrality and called for the Federal Communications Commission to protect the open internet. Their letter to the FCC is a direct response to anti-net neutrality comments made in January by the World Institute on Disability. The institute told the FCC that net neutrality regulations would negatively impact people with disabilities. AT&T's public policy director chairs the World Institute's board. Ruth Ann Spinner, who helped coordinate the letter with the nonprofit organization Media Alliance, wanted to give voice to a different contingent in the disability community who believe the open internet is vital to their lives and livelihoods. Spinner, who is disabled from a spinal cord injury, uses the internet on a daily basis to help maintain her independence.
People with disabilities, like everyone else, but perhaps more so, have come to be really dependent on the internet and internet connections. I know I personally have used Craigslist for finding attendant care because it's the quickest way to post an ad for I need help X number of days and I'm paying this amount of money, call me at Y time, and then you can get lots of responses.
The open internet also allows disabled workers to work remotely or even start their own businesses. Spinner said this is especially important for a population with such a high unemployment rate, 14.8%, compared to 9% for people with no disabilities.
If they are homebound by their disability, lots of people I know are conducting their business out of their home because they can do it from their computer.
To find out more information, visit media-alliance.org.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit www.freepress.net.